place where you prepare meals is in what room?
Kitchen.
Okay. And up above the ceiling here, where your place where you might store things would be in the what?
In the loft.
Okay.
If you didn't have an attic, it could be loft, wouldn't it?
All right. And talking about chairs and couches and chaperobes, and all these are pieces of what?
Furniture.
Okay. And the room where people sleep is the what?
Bedroom.
Okay. Have you ever seen an old house with a, what they call a safe in it?
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. What do you put in it?
Either dishes or food, either one.
That's what I always wondered. We never kept food in ours, but a lot of people call them pie safes, as you know, like they put
well,
them.
Yeah, it could be. I said, what do you call it? Cupboard.
Okay.
Cupboard.
Okay. What about old worthless furniture, stuff that you ought to throw away, but you don't? You say, well, that shed out back is full of nothing.
Some people call them antiques now. You still call it junk, I guess.
Yeah, so junk has a funny way of becoming antique.
Yeah, right now, don't they? Used to, people wouldn't have them, would they?
I throw away a lot of stuff that I sure did hate when I thought back now that it would be considered an antique. If a woman, sweeps and mops and everything, you'd say she's doing what to the house?
Cleaning the house.
Okay. And to sweep the floor, you'd need a what?
Broom.
Okay. Squeaky sound.
Floor sweeper? I mean, well, if you had a rug now, a carpet, something, you'd need a floor sweeper.
Okay. When the clothes get dirty, you say you have to do the what?
Washing.
Okay. And if you want to go to the second floor and there's not an elevator in the building, you'd have to walk up the
stairs.
Okay.
Or steps.
Okay. What would there be a difference? Would they be stairs if they were inside and steps if they were out, or would you just call them?
Go up the stairs, I guess, is inside and outside would be steps.
Okay. What about the part of the house that you have out front here, and people sometimes in the summertime go out and sit on it at night?
The porch.
Okay. You know, some people down in South Alabama call that a gallery or a...
That's when it's up higher, though, isn't it?
What, you mean a second floor kind of thing? I've seen those. I didn't know that's what it would be.
I think that would be the gallery, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it has kind of banisters around it or something.
Hmm.
If the door is open and you want somebody to push it to, you'd ask them to do what to the door?
Shut the door.
Okay. And a house that's built with overlapping planks running this way is called what? I mean, what would you call that? Would you call that siding or weatherboarding or?
Siding, yes.
Okay. You ever hear the term drop siding? I think some people call it drop siding. I'm not sure. And the part of the house that keeps the rain off of you is the?
The roof.
Okay. What is it around the edge of the roof that catches water and carries it off?
The eave.
Okay.
Or the gutter, I say again.
Okay. And out back of a house or a farm building, you might have a little place that you just keep wood or tools or something in. That would just be a what?
Shed.
Okay. And a house that has that didn't have indoor plumbing, you'd had a little the bathroom out back, you'd call that
the toilet again.
Okay. And let's see. If you, what about a long dry spell that in the summertime, you call that a what?
I know out west they call it draft, I guess, or draft.
Okay.
Drought, rather.
And if the wind has not been blowing and it starts blowing, you'd say, well, it looks like the wind is, would you ever say, picking up or rising?
Like the wind's starting to blow or coming down.
Okay.